New Mexico State Police are investigating an officer-involved shooting in Santa Fe this morning in the vicinity of Camino Carlos Rey and Siringo Road. Just after 1 a.m., a state police officer attempted to pull over a vehicle for erratic driving. The vehicle failed to yield and a pursuit ensued. Details of what happened thereafter are sketchy, but shots were fired. The female driver of the vehicle was killed, and her male passenger was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Camino Carlos Rey between Rodeo Road and Siringo have been closed for the ongoing investigation. A poll shows City Councilor Patty Boucher leads the crowded field in the Santa Fe mayoral race with the support of 24% of likely voters. However, nearly 40% of those polled indicate they are undecided. Following Boucher in the survey are former Democratic Party of New Mexico Chairman Javier Gonzalez and City Councilor Bill Demas, each at 11%. The poll was commissioned by Progress Now New Mexico and conducted in late October. Former City of Albuquerque Chief Administrative Officer Lawrence Rael will soon announce his bid for the Democratic nomination for New Mexico governor. Political blogger Joe Monahan writes that Rael's announcement is forthcoming. In addition to his urban government experience, Rael was director at the Mid-Region Council of Governments and until recently served as state director of the USDA Farm Service. Rael's announcement would bring the number of Democrats seeking a shot at Republican Governor Susana Martinez to 5. Albuquerque Public Schools Chief Winston Brooks on Tuesday sent Twitter messages to a television reporter that derided New Mexico's education chief, Hannah Scandera, likening her to livestock. The Albuquerque Journal reports that the social media exchange with KOAT's Lauren Zakalik, who was covering an event involving a livestock truck, had Brooks suggesting, quote, maybe Scandy should head for the livestock truck, and followed that with another tweet saying, moo moo, oink oink, close quote. Governor Martinez suggested Brooks's comments were sexist as well as unprofessional. Brooks has apologized and has removed the tweets. The NM Unites for Marriage campaign will be announced later today on Albuquerque Civic Plaza to support the Freedom to Marry. The effort is backed by Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham, former Governor Gary Johnson, the American Civil Liberties Union, and others. 8 New Mexico counties began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples in late August, and the state Supreme Court is now considering a lawsuit that could determine whether same-sex marriage is legal statewide. Santa Fe County wants to know what residents think about the quality of life in the county, and it's launched an online poll to find out. County spokeswoman Christine Mihelsik.
We're working on a survey to kind of poll Santa Fe County residents. Really, we're focusing on the quality and usefulness of Santa Fe County services.
The survey is available on Santa Fe County's website under Hot Topics. Mihelsik says it's part of the National Citizen Survey and that results will be included in a final report that county officials can use for future planning and budgeting decisions. County Treasurer Patrick Varela has announced that there's a collection scam taking place by phone in the county.
There has been a gentleman identifying himself as Benjamin. He claims that he's from Santa Fe County Social Services. The county does not have a department named that, but he claims that the customer is he's collecting on behalf of the county, and either they're behind or they need to pay immediately with their credit card or their property will be foreclosed on.
Varela says that's untrue and that anyone who gets a call should immediately get in touch with the county attorney's office. Weather for Santa Fe, mostly sunny and dry today and throughout the weekend. Look for highs in the mid-50s today and near 60 later in the period. Overnight lows will be near 30 degrees. No significant change is expected until early next week. For KSFR, I'm Tom Tropridge.